Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Jaste with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud emphasizes need to teach law in regional languages. Power Department Nagaland cautions consumers against new scam messages. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews implementation of Vibrant Villages program. And Newland District gets first college platinum college. Now the news in detail. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud said that if the principles of law cannot be explained to the general public in simple terms, then there is a flaw in the legal profession and legal education. During his address at a convocation of Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia National Law University in Lucknow, the CJI emphasized the need to teach law in regional languages. CJI Chandrachud and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath distributed degrees to the students. Speaking on the occasion, CJI said, laws related to regional issues should also be taught in our universities. He said that as CJI, he has issued many instructions to make the justice process more accessible for the common people. For example, the Supreme Court decisions provided in English are being translated into various languages recognized in the Constitution of India, allowing the public to understand the content of these decisions. During his address, CM Yogi Adityanath said that the rule of law is the precondition for good governance. He added that India is now recognized for its rule of law. It plays a crucial role in changing perceptions of the country. Power Department of Nagaland has cautioned consumers against new scam involving fraudulent messages. The department said scammers posing as Power Department are sending fake SMS, WhatsApp and email messages claiming that consumers' electricity will be disconnected due to non-payment. The department said these messages are not genuine because of lack of essential details such as consumer ID, name and bills amount. It said such messages without consumer ID, name and bills amount do not originate from the department. In this regard, consumers have been advised to be vigilant and not to respond to these messages. Click on any links or attachments or call any numbers mentioned. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the implementation of Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. The minister said that central armed police forces and army deployed around the border villages should encourage purchase of local agricultural and handicraft products through cooperatives. He said that the healthcare facilities of the army and CAPFS should be regularly made available to benefit the residents of the nearby villages. He said more than 600 projects have been sanctioned by the central government for employment generation in these villages. Under the Vibrant Villages program scheme, 136 border villages are being provided connectivity through 113 all-weather road projects at the cost of 2,420 crore rupees. Appropriate steps are also being taken to ensure financial inclusion in all these villages, and India Post Payment Banks are also being facilitated there. The first college in Newland, Platinum College, initiated by Western Sumi Baptist Akukuhu Kakakulu WSBAK in commemoration of its Platinum Jubilee, was inaugurated by Minister for Public Health Engineering Department Jacob Jimomi at Nohoku Village, Newland today. He opined that vocational skills and technical education are important for unemployed youths to become self-reliant. The minister expressed concern over the high rate of unemployment in the state and remarked that unemployed youths are dependent on their parents. On subject matter, he emphasized on the need to take up technical subjects, particularly science and mathematics, which are in high demand. The WSBAK Secretary Hetovi Aimi said the college is situated on a 67-acre campus and offers undergraduate courses in arts and music. Aimi said future expansions include multidisciplinary courses and additional facilities. The college's academic session commenced this year for graduate courses with 104 students and Bachelor of Music with 12 students. The Income Tax Department has collected over 6,45,000 crore rupees as direct tax for the financial year 2024-25, as well as has issued refunds of 70,902 crore rupees till 11th of this month. The data released by the Income Tax Department highlighted the total collection comprises 2,65,336 corporate tax, 3,61,862 crore rupees personal income tax and 1,426 crore rupees other taxes. The net direct tax collection has recorded a significant growth of around 20%, amounting to over 5,74,000 crore rupees.
तारीख पर तारीख युग का हो गया अंत. न्यायिक प्रक्रिया के लिए समय सीमा तय. भारतीय नागरिक सुरक्षा संहिता 1 जुलाई से लागू. आजाद भारत के अपने कानून.
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland is likely to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall tomorrow. Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, indicating heavy to very heavy rainfall tomorrow. IMD said that the probability is very likely and rainfall severity has been predicted at 115.6 to 204.4 millimeters in the states. Don Bosco High Secondary School Waka held a cultural activity under the theme Sustaining Traditions, Cultural Preservation at its school premise today. Principal Reverend Father T.C. Joseph urged students to learn and delve into knowing one's culture and heritage. Father Joseph also said that the school is integrating cultural aspects into its educational system by introducing skill program through arts and crafts. Activities like traditional shawl weaving, earring designing, bamboo pleat making and basket weaving were held. Minister for Women Resource Development and Horticulture, Salhutunyo Kruse, has urged Gurkha community to preserve and promote their tradition. She was addressing the district-level celebration of 210 Banu Jayanti at Tsumukidima district today. She acknowledged the Gurkha community in Nagaland and thanked them for the privilege to be present at the celebration. Chakroma Youth Organization President Se Nilhu Keho asked the Gurkha community in Tsumukidima to be united and build good relationships with other communities. Banu Jayanti is observed annually to commemorate Nepali literature luminary Banu Bhakta Acharya. Assam Rifles has apprehended three persons for possession of contraband in Dimapur on 10th July. It said Assam Rifles established mobile vehicle check post and after intercepting a vehicle on carrying out thorough search, the team recovered 1,134 grams of suspected heroin in 81 plastic soap cases, which is estimated to be worth over 7 crore rupees. The Assam Rifle said recovered arms, ammunition, magazines and stores have been handed over to Nagaland Police. Assam Rifles has emerged champion of the second Assam Rifles Sentinels Cup after defeating 165 TA team at Lightgore Garrison in Shillong. Earlier, 7 teams participated in the tournament. Assam Rifles said through the tournament it is promoting sports as an instrument for motivating the youth to stay away from insurgency and drugs. It said that an MOU has been signed with Baichung Bhutia Football Academy and its residential Assam Rifles Public School Sports for tapping football talent of the Northeast. And now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud emphasizes need to teach law in regional languages. Power Department Nagaland cautions consumers against new scam messages. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviews implementation of Vibrant Villages program. And Newland District gets first college platinum college. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.